This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I remember before I started P90X and wondering why I felt like I had low energy. And, you know, you take your shirt off, you're working out, you're not as strong as you want to be, and P90X came to me and offered me a chance for 3 months to totally commit. Listen, I'm a busy guy. I've got the radio show, the TV show, I'm writing a book, now I'm married, 6 kids, some my own, some not. I don't have time to drive. I don't have time to be on the road. But I get home every night. You flip on P90X, a real workout. It was challenging. They don't sugarcoat it. You got to put in the work. I love how they're committed to better nutrition. You got to eat right. They talk about it, think about it, write about it, and force you to do it from all the right angles. I come home, put in the P90X when I just want to look and feel better and get a little tighter. Order P90X completely risk-free for the entire 90 days by calling 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-7909. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin. P90X.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets past, knocked away by Ritschka. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be. Yep.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome to a Doug and Daddy Show Wednesday edition. High school football begins tomorrow. College football begins this weekend. And we are ready to get it going. Division two, not Division one college football. And the NFL is still a couple of weeks away. Daddy, right now, who's your number one pick in the fantasy draft this weekend? Because I know you're going to make it because you're always number one.
Drew Brees.
Okay, no matter what, you're taking Drew Brees every league that you're in.
No. Aaron Rodgers. It would come down to those two. Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees.
No, you got the number one pick.
Well, I got a partner.
I got a partner
in this one.
You have a partner. I know you have a partner, and you're married. But who are you going to pick? Weren't you the one that sold Drew Brees last year and just kind of got your partners okay on the deal?
Yeah. It would be, yes. I'm going to go Drew Brees.
But there's no way Chris Johnson, Adrian Peterson.
Nope.
Maurice Jones-Drew.
Nope. I think it's a totally different approach, and it's worked the last 2 years for me.
You do have a different approach. 18-game NFL season.
Torrey is showing up so I can get his money again this year, right?
I hope so.
There's just some people. It's like they've been in this league 13 years, and they've never sniffed. Thanks for showing up, boys. Love to see you Sunday night.
They're more concerned about how the website looks and what their logo
there
is
you go.
Than their team, right?
That's exactly right. And by the way, are we getting on a different site this year that works?
I hope so.
I hope so, yeah. Too.
Avoid Fox Sports. It's bad. It's bad. Avoid that one. Well, it's a bad site.
It'll update your... like last week, like 30 minutes before Sunday this week. So when you're putting in your team, like 20, and it's like, wait a minute, I won.
No, and I lost.
Points, yeah.
No, I won. No, I lost. Yeah.
Hope Torrey, he's such a chump. I can't believe he shows up.
Coming up on the show today, our Loper Link segment, we're going to be talking with UNK defensive coordinator Bob Crocker, talk a little football on the Loper Link today. Also, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. It all starts this weekend. On the other side of things, by the way, UNK is playing Wayne State. Dan McLaughlin is going to join us in our next segment, the head coach at Wayne State. Can they make it 3 in a row over the Lopers? And towards the end of the program today, Kansas City Royal outfielder Alex Gordon, all on a jam-packed Wednesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. But just before we get to Coach Crocker here, Daddy, quick thought. They're just talking big, really big today that the owners, everybody's getting behind this 18-game NFL schedule. I don't like it for one simple fact. They would already be playing meaningful football games, and August is too early for NFL football to start. Now, the psycho NFL fan will say, I want it every Sunday, all the time. No, you don't. You want a good thing, and you want it to be good while it's there. If you dilute it down, I think it's too much. Your thoughts?
Think about the injuries that pop up in weeks 1 and 2. And you know what? We sit here on August 25th, still 2 weeks away from the season. Torrey Holt, done for the year with the Patriots, right? Already? The receiver for the Patriots, done. I mean, if you had a draft already, somebody took Torrey Holt. He's done. He's gone. I mean, when you look at injuries that take place all throughout the season long, to put another two games, I'm telling you what, you get to weeks 14, 15, 16, and 17 in the league. I've never played. I've been the furthest thing removed from this game. You watch that week in, week out, it's walking wounded. You get down to that, it's the healthiest teams win, and everybody's beat up at that time. And I think you throw another two games on there, more and more people are going to have lingering injuries just longer. I mean, you get hurt in weeks 18 and 19. Well, let's be honest. Your season, you don't make it to training camp the next year.
Well, we'll talk more about that. Love to have your emails, your thoughts on the subject. Do you want an 18-game NFL schedule? Email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, they are getting ready for the season opener as the 13th-ranked team in the country, UNK, will be hosting Wayne State, trying to snap a two-game losing streak to the Wildcats. And it's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans, and the College Store. That's right, you're back to school, you need textbooks. You just went, whoa, I need this. Good Lord, this stuff's expensive. Not at the College Store. They've got the cheapest textbooks guaranteed, along with your supplies and tons of Loper gear to get you ready for Saturday's game. Stop by south of the Health and Sports Center or log on to thecollegestore.com. And we're pleased to welcome UNK defensive coordinator Bob Crocker to the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Well, hey, thanks for standing by and listening to our first 2 minutes of babble. You guys are very focused, I assume, at this time of the week. It's time to play some football. We talked with Daryl on Monday. Take us into the nuts and bolts of where you guys are at as far as preparation for this opener.
Well, we've been working on Wayne for about a week now, so we're tired of banging on each other and just putting some finishing touches on game plans, and so we're ready to play.
Coach, Daryl said earlier in the week that he was comfortable what your defensive backs look like. You're getting the up-close view of them more than Daryl is. How happy are you with them, as that was the one position of real concern entering camp?
Yeah, I'm really pleased. You know, obviously losing the five starters we had last year and a couple other guys, but these guys have really progressed well, and I think they're going to keep getting better. They're not real experienced, but they've shown a lot of good things. They run around pretty good, and they really compete.
Coach, do you expect them to get tested in this first game as far as looking at Wayne State's passing game? Silas Fluellen gone, and they'll be starting a sophomore quarterback. What are you expecting from their passing game on Saturday night?
Yeah, I think that they would test our secondary, but we have no problem with that because we're pretty good up front, and anytime we can get them in a passing situation, and they're kind of an option team, but they do throw the ball down the field. But I think we'll be fine.
Coach, I got to think with a new quarterback like that, you guys will be bringing people from everywhere.
Yeah, we always like it when we're playing a quarterback that doesn't have a lot of experience, because when we get him into certain situations, second, third, and long, we like to get after him a little bit, and hopefully that'll be the same way this week.
Bob Crocker, UNK defensive coordinator, joining us on this week's Loper Link. Not only are they young at the quarterback, they're young in the backfield. If they go, it looks like they're going to start with Nick Pulcher, a sophomore running back. Tony said you bring everybody. Does that just make it a little bit easier when there's so much young talent, or does it matter because they are the starter and they list a senior actually as his backup?
Yeah, I don't think that matters. I know he's number 23, and he's a pretty good player. But, they've got good players there, and they've done a good job recruiting and have a good system. They're not going to change much, and neither are we. So the guys they put out there will be guys that will compete well and know what they're doing.
Bob, who are the new local guys that are going to step up for your defense? I know people like to hear those names out there.
Well, a couple guys. Pete Kropp from Grand Island is going to start. The other three guys in the secondary are all from out of state, but they're all very talented. Arthur Hobbs, Kenny Hill, and Ryan Lindrum. We have two freshmen and two sophomores back there. Other than that, our front guys are all back. So on defense, there's not really a lot of new local guys. You know, obviously Justin Sweetberg is from the area, and Josh Rohde and Mason Brodeen.
Yeah, they're not too bad. They've been doing okay.
we're glad they're here.
Hey, Bob, they do, I assume the one guy that you will have to watch here is they do have a 1,100-yard receiver coming back in senior Frederico Bruno. Is he the key to your defensive focus?
We'll know where he's at all times, and we're going to try to limit, you can't limit his catches, but you can eliminate the big plays, hopefully, and tackle him when he gets the ball. And he gave us some problems last year, so we've got, we didn't know about him last year, but we do now. I think he's as good as we'll see. He can run pretty good. He's very quick, got good hands, and he's real tough as far as hard to bring down. So we'll know where he's at, and hopefully we'll have an idea or a little plan to keep him in check.
Coach, we're going to have Dan McLaughlin on here in the next segment. What question would you ask him?
I would ask him to give me the script of what they're going to do offensively. I don't think he's going to do it, but that's what I'd ask him.
Would you ask him if he knows what a lawnmower is?
What?
Did you ask him if he knows what a lawnmower is? How tall was the grass up there last year?
It was pretty high, but that was kind of conducive for them. And everybody has a home field advantage, and that was theirs. It really showed up in the kicking game, I think. We try to get our players not to think about those kind of things, whether it's height of the grass or injuries. We'll just throw our 11 out there and be focused on the game at hand, and hopefully be able to get after them.
Coach, finally, before we let you out of here, Daryl talked about a couple of injuries and defections of significance on the offensive side. How are you guys looking on the defensive side?
I think fine. We've had some guys, we've had a couple starting defensive backs besides the four I mentioned that came into camp as probable starters, and they're out. So we've had to juggle some, not only replacing the guys from last year, but even since juggling some guys around. But as I said, these guys are talented and they're ready to go, and so we don't really talk about it. Just whoever's next in line, they've got to be ready to play and play at a high level.
Coach, best of luck this weekend. Keep them healthy till then and get after those Wildcats.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me on, and hopefully to see you two guys at the game.
Big crowd. Thanks, Croc. Bob Crocker, defensive coordinator at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. 6 o'clock kickoff Saturday night. Should be beautiful weather, folks. I'm trying to think. There's nothing else going on. I mean, this is going to be one of the home games of the year. They've clipped the Lopers twice, so get out, wear your blue, wear your gold, and support the Lopers. There's nothing else you have to worry about. UNK football on Saturday, and our Loper link brought. This is the 83rd meeting between these teams. Unbelievable. Our Loper Link segment brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th, carrying campus authentic apparel. Campus authentic, so real.
The coach might put me in.
Yeah, he might. Check out their selection of Loper gear at the College Store or online at thecollegestore.com. Also by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charterwest National Bank. Couple emails before we go to the break. Delusional Husker fan says, any chance of a Doug and Daddy fantasy football league, say on Facebook? Keep it simple, auto draft, and that way it's free so people like H-Man and Irish Ken can join without the permission of their moms. Delusional, this whole program is a fantasy. I don't think there's any reason to categorize it just into football. And on a different subject, Mark in Minden says, do you think Johnny Damon would have vetoed the trade if it would have been the Yankees? Again, he had a no-trade clause in his contract, which is like, he's being claimed off waivers. Said, no, I'm not going to Boston. From everything that we've heard, yes, he would have went to the Yankees. He liked New York, thought he kind of got a shaft deal, did not like everything that went on in Boston, and that's why he's not going there. Surprised. I think he likes Detroit a little bit, too.
Yeah, I think nothing wrong with where he's at. I think he'd just stay put.
Keep the emails coming, folks. We'd love to hear, do you think the NFL should go to an 18-game regular season schedule? When we come back, Dan McLaughlin, head football coach at Wayne State, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, the Royals, Alex Gordon, it's all still to come.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle, CharterWest National Bank.
The 2010 high school football season kicks off on our network of stations this Friday night and on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. On ESPN 1460, Kearney High will host Columbus. On ESPN 1550, Adams Central is at Sydney. On 1230 AM KHAS, Hastings High will host Schuyler. And on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Donovan Trumbull travels to Ravenna. It's the opening night of high school football coming your way this Friday.
This may be a stupid thing to put on the air, considering that the subject matter is why some folks can't hear ESPN Radio 1460 AM like they used to. Fact is, due to a catastrophic transmitter failure, we're running at about 10% of normal power. AM transmitters aren't totally mass-produced, so a fix or replacement takes time, but we're working on it. We want to be back on the air at full strength as much as you do. Thanks for your patience. From Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460, sorta, and 1550 AM.
Sunshine develops through the day today with a high temperature around 83 with south wind staying from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then skies remain clear tonight with a low at 53 with a light south wind on the way to 85 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
I used to be like Trump, but now I'm hungover.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, reminding you that it's even easier to eat well and save money when you go to GodfathersPizza.com and get their coupons online, whether it's for the small, medium, jumbo, or buy one, get one free. All you have to do is go online, print out the coupons, and money is saved. And don't forget their lunch buffet served every day of the week. They're not closed on Sunday. They're not closed on Monday. 7 days a week, the lunch buffet from 11 to 2. Only $6.50 and includes the salad bar.
What's your favorite pie at Godfather's? You got a favorite? What do you like?
Always like pepperoni or the meat. We'll put it all on there. Canadian bacon,
yeah,
pepperoni,
meat, like
sausage.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. You like the humble pie. You love the taco pizza.
I love the taco pizza. Love the humble pie. Now, I mix the sausage with I put hamburger instead of the sausage on the humble pie. But you can do whatever you want, because that's the way they do it. Made to order, Godfather's Pizza.
They'll even deliver 234-9444. 234-9444. Got a party? They'll cater. Don't want them to cater? You can come right up to their place, because they've got private rooms for all of your parties. Maybe you take the kids there after the football game. They're open till 10, Sunday through Thursday, and Friday and Saturday open till 11. Godfather's Pizza, North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza in Kearney. And this big football game to start the season on Saturday night matches the Wayne State Wildcats coming to Kearney, looking for their third straight win. And head coach Dan McLaughlin joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning from beautiful Wayne, America.
That's a streak, three in a row.
If you get three in a row, it's considered a streak. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. How are preparations coming up with the Wildcats?
Well, good so far, we think. You know, knock on wood, we've been fortunate on the injury front with the normal bumps and bruises and strains and pains and pulls and tugs and those kinds of things, but nothing serious. We're not going to lose anybody for any length of time, and so that's been good. Effort's been good. Weather's been good. We fought the heat and the humidity the first week, but kind of gotten through that a little bit, so I think things are looking up.
Coach, how important has this game now become that you have not just become competitive but have beaten UNK and you're in the tough conference that you are in with the Northern Sun? How important now has this first game of the year become?
Well, it's always been important. When I first got here, everybody said, well, you know, Kearney is the big rival. And I said, how can they be our rival? We haven't beaten them in 45 years or however long it had been. And you know, it's hard to be a rival when a rivalry to me is two evenly matched schools or teams or whatever that kind of slug it out, and you know, that swap year to year, and you know, there might be a 3 or 4 or 5 game streak there, and but you know, I mean, they'd gotten the best of us for a long time, and I said we can't make a rivalry until we can compete with them. And then that first year we played them, Daryl brought up a great team and had Richie Ross and I don't know however many All-Americans on it, and they just pounded us. You know, it wasn't even a game. And so I said, well, that's not a rivalry. That's you know, that's beating up on a stepchild. And so we hopefully we've kind of leveled the field a little bit. I don't think we're anywhere close to balancing it yet, but we, you know, we're competitive, and it's been good games, and the games have been close, and we've been fortunate to pull out the last couple, and so hopefully it's a little bit more of a rivalry on their radar. I guess I look at it more like they probably consider UNO a bigger rival than us, and understandably so. So you know, we're fighting to get there, and hopefully one step at a time we'll get there, and I think we're getting better, and hopefully we can continue to compete with them.
I don't know. We've kind of been the stepchild in that deal. So I don't know if we even know or if we would consider it that way, Coach. How much different has this year been when you go to a sophomore quarterback than when you had your starter named the last 3 years in Silas Fluellen?
Well, it's a big step, obviously. You know, you get a comfort level when you had had the same quarterback for 4 years, but that's one of the beauties of college football. It's not pro football where you got a Brett Favre coming back at age 55 or whatever he is, and you got these, you know, these kids move on, so you gotta fill those holes, you know, that's why it says coach on our t-shirt. So we're doing the best we can. We got Kyle Schultz is going to start the game for us. He's a redshirt sophomore out of Plainfield, Illinois. We're very pleased with him. He's had a good fall. A little different than Silas. He's a better runner. He's faster, a little taller. Obviously, not as good a thrower. I don't know that there will ever coach another kid that could throw the ball the way Silas could. He just had a gift, and not everyone is gifted. But he was. But this kid throws the ball well. You know, he's not bad at all. And then we had another kid named Evan Johnson out of Phoenix, Arizona. He's another redshirt sophomore. They came in together. They're really neck and neck. They fought. You know, we just named a starter yesterday, and so he's done a good job too. And he's a little better runner, maybe not quite as good a thrower. He's a little shorter, but a great leader. Does a good job, and so we're pleased with both those kids, and they'll both play Saturday. But Kyle's going to start the game, and we're excited to see how he can do.
Talking with Wayne State head football coach Dan McLaughlin as they get ready to battle the 13th-ranked Lopers, a team that they have beaten 2 consecutive years. There is we were talking with Coach Crocker, defensive coordinator at the top of the show, about some of the youth that you have, and then we brought up a young man that, boy, you said Richie Ross for UNK. Frederick Bruno is doing some of those kind of things for you. I mean, this kid averaged nearly 200 yards a game last season, third in Division II. Talk about this special young man.
Well, he is a special young man. There's no doubt about it. If he was 5'11" or 6 feet tall instead of 5'8" or 5'9" like he is, he wouldn't be here for sure. He'd be playing in one of the big schools in Florida. A kid out of Miami, was a quarterback in college we recruited as a slot receiver. We told him that when we recruited him, and everyone else had told him that too. And he wasn't real happy with that, but I think it's worked out well for him. He's phenomenal. He really is. He's very, very quick. He's very strong. He's a thick kid. He's not a little slight kid. Very fast, shifty, great hands. He's got huge hands, and they're very strong. Ball just seems to stick to him. Yeah, he's a special one, and I don't know that I'll ever coach another one like him, but this is his senior year. He's worked very hard in the off season. He stayed here all summer, did a great job, and he's looking forward to a great year. He's a fun one to watch. There's no doubt about that.
Coach, for fans that are going out Saturday night defensively, are there a couple numbers that stand out to you to be real leaders on this defense and going to carry you?
Our defensive line is, you know, started out last year a real young group that kind of matured as the season went on. They really played well the last half of the season. They're all back, and you know, we're excited about them. Mark Jansen is a senior defensive end that really came into his own towards the end of the year. Michael Budgeta, our nose guard out of Howells, Nebraska, played eight-man football. He led the conference in assisted tackles a couple of weeks, he's always around the ball. We've got a three technique, a junior college kid named Kirkland Grant out of Chicago that the last half of the season really, really came on, and we're real excited about him. Our other starting defensive end is a transfer from Hastings. He transferred 2 years ago, Cody Swanson, a very good player. We got a kid that doesn't start, but he's special, a kid named Richard Daniel out of Omaha. He played for Coach Sur at Papillion, and he's just really disruptive, and he causes us all kinds of problems in practice, and I'm excited to see what he can do. He's very quick and a great athlete, and he's just inexperienced, and it'll be interesting to see if he can do the same things in a game that he does in practice, because if he does, he's going to be good.
Well, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here because we've got a question for Coach Dan McLaughlin at Wayne State. This says this is from Monty in Kearney. He wants to know if you need any good.
I imagine who that is.
He wants to know if you need any good fake extra point plays. He might still have some from the old Millard West days.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, no, we're just trying to get it protected and kicked. That's about it, and. They faked a field goal on us a couple of years ago and hurt us with it up here. So they're the ones that have all the tricks up their sleeve. That was the same year they beat us on a reverse pass too. A wide receiver threw a ball for a touchdown against us. So Kearney's the one that's pulled the tricks. We're kind of vanilla here. So
is that something you got to be more careful in the first game of the year and. People maybe don't realize that.
Well, yeah, because you haven't seen any film. There's nothing to watch. You know, they can put in about anything and do. You know, and so you got to be. You know, you got to practice as offense, defense, special teams. But you got to be ready for the special situations too. When they can. Throw halfback passes and reverses on kickoff return, all the kind of things that people dream up. You got all summer to play with that stuff, so you can come up with some pretty wild ideas, and you know that tends to calm down sometimes once you get into conference play. But early on, it's no holds barred. You don't know what's going to happen, so you got to kind of be ready for everything.
Our last minute with Wayne State Coach Dan McLaughlin, Coach. Rust and Dring, how do you guys defend a guy like this?
Well, and the key is it's not just him. You know, he's a great back and does a great job, but you know Splitzgerber is a heck of a quarterback, and you got the those two good wideouts. The Lease kid is a great player. So it's not it's not just Rustin. I mean, yeah, he's a great back and he's fun to watch, but if it was just him, then the chore isn't quite as tall. But because they have so many weapons, that quarterback getting on the edge he's tough, and so they run that little zone read play and pick your poison. And so I said that I think the strength of our defense is our defensive line. We're going to find out early, can they handle it up front or not. So we'll see.
These games have been so close lately. Coach, you've got a redshirt freshman, looks to be your kicker. How confident are you in him?
Well, we like him a lot. We did get a transfer, a kid I recruited out of high school that we thought was coming here, Max Martin out of Sioux City North. We lost him at the last minute to walk on to Northern Iowa. He kicked for them the last couple of years, but he was splitting time with a scholarship kid, and wasn't getting any love scholarship wise, so he transferred back to us, and he's an excellent kicker. And those two have been having a great competition all fall, also. And Nick Bell, the redshirt freshman, I think is probably going to kick the extra points and the short stuff, but Max has the bigger leg, and he'll kick the longer stuff and also kick off. So we're very pleased with both of them. They've both had a good fall, and I think we'll be okay there.
Last question, Coach. Have you heard from your end, is this rivalry going to be coming to an end when UNK moves to the MIAA in 2 years?
I have not heard anything, but if you just think about it, they're going to move the MIAA, which is going to go to 16 teams. We're going to add two teams ourselves. It looks like probably Sioux Falls and Minot State. So we'll go to 16 teams. And especially, I don't know about the MIAA so much, but up here, and not so much even Wayne, because we've always been fortunate enough to play either Kearney or Chadron, usually Kearney. But the Minnesota schools, those Northern League schools, have a really difficult time of finding non-conference games. And so I would guess, maybe not so much from the MIAA end, but from the NSIC end, we're going to probably go to 11 conference games, which would eliminate us from playing a non-conference game. I wouldn't be surprised if MIAA does the same thing. So this year, next year, somewhere down the road, I can see this long and storied rivalry end, and that'd be sad. But I think that's probably the way it's going to go.
Well, let's make the last couple good ones then, Coach. We appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a safe trip to Kearney, and we'll see everybody Saturday night.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach. Dan McLaughlin, head coach of the Wayne State Wildcats, and, of course, thumbs up to Mike Gross, sports information director up there, for getting
hell of a guy,
getting up from his nap to arrange this. We appreciate that. And, Daddy, I think watch number two, Frederick Bruno, on Saturday night. This kid is probably going to end up the second all-time receiver at Wayne and move up the charts in just about every category. Last year, all-purpose man, third in Division II with 197 yards a game, 1,163 yards receiving, and punt returns, kickoff returns, ran the ball for 396 yards, and that was like third on the team. This team didn't run the ball. They didn't have Silas Flewellen led him in rushing at 630, so... There you go.
Kick away from him.
How could come Punt down to a young kicker? Because UNK's got a freshman. They'll have a freshman kicking extra points. They'll have a sophomore coming in for the field goals. We'll find out. We need to take a break. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. The Royals' Alex Gordon coming up in the second half of today's Doug and Daddy Show.
A message to all of you who don't have blazing foot speed and supernatural strength. You're probably not going to get a football scholarship. But you do have a chance to win some tuition this college football season in Dr. Pepper's $1 million tuition giveaway. Go to drpepper.com. Tell us why you should be one of the winners. There's nothing like a free ride. There's nothing like a pepper. No purchase necessary. Go to drpepper.com for details.
Now until September 30th, red means go. It's the Victory Motorcycles Red Tag event with savings up to $5,000 and financing as low as 1.99%. Going on now until September 30th. Get it to your local dealer today. Rebate includes 2010 price rebate, factory rebates, available coupons, finance offer subject to credit approval by GE Money. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, eye protection, protective clothing, and obey the speed limit. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And
you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops through the day today with a high temperature around 83 with south wind staying from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then skies remain clear tonight with a low at 53 with a light south wind on the way to 85 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
People try to put us to death. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we feed our guests at Burger King, now serving Seattle's best coffee. Stop in for a delicious cup or cool off with an iced coffee. How about this? Vanilla or mocha? Burgers for breakfast? Sometimes that's a good thing. And how about the new sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast muffin sandwich? Just a dollar every morning. Two locations in Kearney, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
It is our initial official segment. Bob was in studio doing an outstanding job of co-hosting last Thursday in Daddy's suspended absence, and we are so glad to have him in to actually talk about games. Hopefully you've got your Huskerland Prep Report preview magazine, another outstanding job with the games and a breakdown of every team and the top tens, and it's all there, plus Bob's segment, an article on how the face of Nebraska football is changing. But today we actually want to talk about games. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, boys. Daddy, it's nice to see you back where you belong.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Only because no other place would have you, but still, it's where you belong.
Well, I appreciate it, Robert, and I did not realize, and we know you're a wealth of information. Oh, yeah. I did not realize, you go back to last year's predictions and what actually happened, you nailed 4 out of 6 state champions, boom, off the bat.
You know, isn't that amazing? It's almost like the dice were rolled and came up correctly. I mean, frankly, this year we went alphabetical. I thought, you know, maybe that would work. So you take your chances. That's the one thing about it, that little deal where you try to pretend to know who's going to win. See, people would forget it if we would just not bring it back up like that, Daddy, to be real honest.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, is with us. Bob, as I scan it, and you'll be able to point out a couple that aren't that way, because there are a couple of nice, there's St. Paul Broken Bow, Arapahoe Axtell, Elm Creek Burwell, interesting games coming up on Friday night. But looking maybe at the bigger classes, it seems like more of the have-nots are going to be battling each other, some teams that have struggled and will have a chance to get their seasons off to a good start with a win maybe for the first time in a while.
Yeah, there's some of that. There is some of that. You know, there's also going to be a really nice game tomorrow night in Class A with Lincoln Southeast and Lincoln Southwest. And I dare say that the folks at Lincoln Southeast, who thought they were on their way to the state finals, have not completely forgotten the fact that they got beat by Southwest, who had already been beaten 4 times, including once by Southeast, in last year's quarterfinal. So that's a big game. You know, we talked a little bit about your chance last week. You know, I'm pretty sure they play out at Gothenburg here pretty much out of the gate. And Gothenburg's a team that's rebuilding. They've got a fantastically speedy running back in Tanner Morachek, but they're in a rebuild. I mean, this is where you put your faith in your program and not in a kid-by-kid deal and know that you're going to be good. We talked about Ord's scant participation numbers and their possibility of maybe being good this year. Well, if they could find a way to win early, that might make a difference.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, you bring up Lincoln Southeast. John Larson suspended for using a tackling dummy earlier in practices. Is that a big deal, or he's going to be in the press box, so no big deal?
Well, I mean, it's a big deal because you get your head coach suspended. It's just, it doesn't look good. It certainly, you know, they would like to have him a little more directly involved. Here's the deal. Anybody who knows John Mutch knows John is an old school coach. He frankly still coaches like it's 1978, which I'm not necessarily completely against, but there's just some things that maybe don't float the way today that they might have in years gone by. And that will make a difference. I'm still that whole game that's going to be interesting because I think both those teams have got a chance to be around a long time in the playoffs. And this is kind of getting off track just a little bit here with Larson, but the quarterback from Lincoln Southwest is a kid by the name of Tay Bender. And Tay Bender, you used to not do this. You know, it used to be during the summer you had a big summer if, like, you learned how to swim at the lake or something like that. But he had a big summer because he was a star at every camp he went to. He's a junior. Nebraska is real interested in him. He's a dual threat guy. He's like 6'2", 6'3", 195 pounds. There's a name to watch, and look for him. He's going to be the first-time starter at quarterback tomorrow night, and that may be the biggest news that comes out of that game, how he performs.
Bob Jensen with us for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, you've got your games that you're going to, and so do we, but when you hop in your car and listen to the scores or get a text from somewhere, what score are you going to be interested in hearing? What matchup does intrigue you that you won't be able to personally see this weekend?
Well, sadly, it'll probably let me finish. Sadly, it'll probably be Arapahoe and Axtell, and the reason I say that is it's sad for Arapahoe. Arapahoe has the talent on campus to be a top 10 team. We ranked them in the top 10. I believe some other folks did too. But it is also a fact they've had a couple horrific injuries at the very start of the season, including their All-State running back Dustin Park, who's going to be out for a while. And that's just a huge setback. Their quarterback Garth Wallbridge also isn't expected to play in this game, and maybe for a couple more. Axtell is in a, you know, Axtell's one of those deals. It seems like we were talking about last year's seniors for about 15 years, but they're finally gone, and you've got a new bunch of kids there, and you got a new coach, and I don't know, the Benson kid at quarterback, I don't know, it wouldn't take a lot of imagination just to have him get the snap and just start running real fast, which he seems to do a pretty good job of, sprint champion both 100 and 200. So that's a game I'm really kind of interested in that I can't see.
Kind of a good thing then that maybe some of these teams will get injured and then they have the chance at the end of the season to still make the playoffs and no 7-1 or 8-1 teams are left home. Pretty good scheduling, pretty good idea by the NSAA. Go ahead, Tony, so he can't say anything. You talk now.
Hey, Bob, is there with everybody playing Class A and Class B this weekend, is there a couple teams that have been really solid and been down the road in the playoffs that are going to really drop off this year, or teams going the other way that have been down and are going to be really up this year?
Well, you know, that's one thing about Class A. You know, teams that, you know, the cream rises to the top, and the programs that are usually good are almost always good. So looking for a huge drop-off, I don't know that I could put my finger on one of them. But a team that interests me a whole lot is Bellevue West. Bellevue West won something like 3-4 games last year. They got a bunch of kids coming back. They got a really good junior class. And, you know, as usual, you know, it's weird how things work. You know, all coaches whine about their schedule, but it is a fact that almost every year Bellevue West plays the hardest schedule in Class A, and that doesn't work in their favor. But that's a team that could wind up surprising some people this year.
Last question, Bob, just because I think it's a little intriguing. You do have Shelby winning their district in the preview, although not the toughest district in the world. Can they give the defending finalists from Giltner a battle? Giltner now in D2, Shelby a D1 school.
Giltner lost a kid this summer as well, but to injury.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, that's true, too. The thing is that Shelby's got a good program. They're really well coached, and they'll make a game of it. I don't think it's going to be 50-6 or something like that, but I think Gildner's going to be good. I talked to Coach Ashby this summer, and Coach Ashby is an exception to the rule. You know, generally when you ask Jeff a question, he will give you an answer, and the answer he gave me was he expects his team to be really good. And it's going to be real, you know, you lose a kid like Nate Most, and everybody, you know, the sky is falling kind of deal. But he thinks that he's got some linemen that are going to be surprising, and they expect to be good, and I would expect them to beat Shelby.
Robert, always a pleasure. Great to get another season underway. We'll talk to you next Wednesday on Doug and Daddy. Friday, hope to catch up on the scoreboard show on KKPR. So enjoy your football.
Absolutely, boys. Well done. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy. Alex Gordon is joining us next on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be right back.
Kenny Mayne taking calls.
I just got a new razor myself, so yes, I do believe that grooming is important to the world of sports. Point guards just don't look right wearing full beards. Next caller. Hockey players, we get it. You're scruffy. You're Canadian. Tighten it up, eh? Next. I just think a lot of athletes would benefit from the Gillette Fusion Pro Glide razor.
What does that have to do with New York's bullpen?
Not a thing. Next, we go to Shave from Washington, D.C.
It's Dave.
Whatevs.
New Gillette Fusion Pro Glide. It turns skeptics into believers by turning shaving into gliding.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Stop by Cunningham's Journal to join their Modified Fantasy Football League. Unlike other leagues where you draft teams, you just choose players each week. The best part is they have a 100% payout of money put into the league, weekly prizes, and a big end-of-the-year prize. Also, to help entice the excitement on NFL Sundays, Cunningham's Journal will be running the Sunday Training Camp Special. $1.50 drafts all day, so grab some friends. Go to Cunningham's Journal, watch your favorite team play, score your fantasy teams, and make it an NFL party every week.
And I'm steady, but I'm starting to shake. And I don't know how much more I can take.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, it finally happened, Tony. Just a day that Coach Pelini was just not going to be nice, and it was yesterday. Very short answers, and our buddy JJ in Omaha says, well, Coach, I got to be honest, you seemed a little perturbed. Whatever the word was he used. Well, whatever. Whatever, JJ.
I don't know what I mean. I'm fine.
It was that typical, I'm not happy, and I'm going to act like this so the team knows that I'm not happy. I think a lot of that is somewhat staged anymore because you can predict that it's going to happen.
You're exactly right. You know, we get a probably more inside look when we go down for press conferences, and you know, there's always a couple questions that he's thinking, what are you talking about? But you know what? When he gets blasted, everybody wants to know about this quarterback deal, and it's starting to. You know what? We're 10 days away. We're 10 days away, Coach. You know. I think, you know, in spring, you know, wait till the first 2 weeks. You know, give me 2 weeks before the first game. You know, I'm sure that came. So they marked that on their calendar. Well, let's get in there and hammer him today. Let's find out. Guys, relax. He's not going to give you much.
We've got Royals baseball coming up right after the Doug and Daddy Show as they finish up their series with Detroit, who's won five in a row, and Alex Gordon is going to join us here in just a second. Before that, though, Daddy, what would put Bo in a good mood?
Well, I think a burger from the Chicken Coop, and with the price of the Chicken Coop tonight, how can you go wrong? It's burger night.
So $5. You take a $10 bill in. You give them $5 for the burger and fries. You hit a $5 three-spot Keno. Bam, it's all good.
Then you go to Walmart, you buy all the supplies, you know, you get a month of stuff. I just bet the whole $5 on the three spot. Well, you take the wife shopping. That's what you do. After you win a Keno, you take the wife shopping. After you pay for the meal, it's great. Or you buy drinks all night at the Gin Coop, which are great drink specials as well. It's all going on, and it's any burger. It's not like they give you a cheeseburger. You want a Totally Jack burger? Comes out, Totally Jack burger. You want a mushroom burger? Mushroom burger. It's only $5 at the Chicken Coop. Plus, catch all the Husker games at the Chicken Coop. Not a bad seat in the house. Catch all the PGA golf going down the stretch in the Chicken Coop. You can catch every TV you want at the Chicken Coop. It's all going on. $5 burger night. Plus, don't forget, they've got the new walleye as well. Chicken Coop, Kearney, Grand Island.
Well, we're winding down the Major League Baseball season, Daddy. When we're talking so much football, sometimes the Major League Baseball gets lost in the shuffle, but a lot of interesting races coming down the stretch, and it's been way too long since we've chatted with our last guest, Alex Gordon, a former Husker, Lincoln Southeast. I mean, they're talking about how good the football team's going to be at Southeast this year, and I guess if you've been around as long as we do, we actually remember him running around for Southeast and being an outstanding athlete there, and back in Kansas City with the Royals. And Alex, it's been way too long. Great to catch up with you again. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Just living life on the road right now in Detroit, and got a game tonight, so I appreciate you guys having me.
Well, how about when we bring up those Lincoln Southeast days? I heard you kind of chuckle in the background. That probably seems like a long time ago, and it really hasn't been that long.
No, it feels like it has. I went back a couple, I think last year, and saw a couple games, and I felt really old, so it's definitely felt like it's been a while.
Alex, been a wild season for you. Position change kind of came out of nowhere. Take us back to the moment that it was brought up to you to switch to the outfield, and what was your initial reaction to that?
Well, you know, I sat down with our GM, Dayton, and talked to him about it, and he brought it up. He said he was going to try to bring it up to me this offseason, see what I thought, but never got around to it. He wanted me to try third a little bit longer, and so anyways, we sat down, and he thought playing left field, playing outfield will be a better fit for me right now in my career and for the Royals. So, you know, I was up for it, and so far, you know, I felt great out there, and it's been, I think, a good change.
Chat with Royals outfielder Alex Gordon. Now that you've had enough games under your belt to get adjusted to it, how do you like it?
I love it. It's been fun. I've taken the challenge and really worked hard in getting better. And I played a little bit in high school, but it had been a while since I've really read balls off the bat and everything. So, like I said, it took a lot of hard work in the minors, and I'm glad to be back up here. And I think I'm playing pretty well out there.
One of the highlights was, boy, what's it been? Not quite a month ago, you got your first walk-off game-winning home run. Exciting fashion at home. Take us through that. Not many of us have ever been able to do anything that's been walk-off and be on the winning end, at least not in this studio.
Yeah, it was pretty cool just because, you know, we were, I think we were down either one or two, so with two outs. So, you know, if I get out, the game's over. And it's one of those things that just got a good pitch to hit and did something with it, and it was definitely an exciting time, and something that I'll probably remember forever.
Alex, something that really got your bat going seemed to be when you got to Omaha. One of those deals, you were not content with being there and wanted to prove that not only in the outfield but also at the plate. You were on fire from day one with Omaha. Was that just a confidence deal that's carried over once you got back to Kansas City now, or what's that been?
Well, I just think, you know, I missed all spring training with that broken finger, which, you know, kind of delayed my season. And it was all about, you know, baseball's a tough game just to, you know, jump right back into it and try to compete. So I think it was about just getting that bat, seeing pitches, not only feeling comfortable at the plate and whatnot. So I think once I got to Omaha, that's kind of what happened, and that's how it worked out.
Alex, it seems like you've been streaky. I know you want to get that out of the low 200s. I mean, this weekend you were hot for a couple of games. The last couple of games, not so hot. Can you tell when you're in that groove? Besides when the ball drops in the outfield or covers the fence, can you tell every night or what's the one thing that clicks when you are hitting the ball well?
Well, you know, it's sometimes it's baseball. You know, when I was going hot, you know, I was finding, you know, some holes and in the ball where they weren't. So it's just kind of how it works right now. And right now I'm not swinging it too great, but hopefully tonight will be a different story, and that's a great thing about baseball is every night you're going out there and you can change what you've been doing the last couple nights. So hoping to get it going here again in the last month or so.
Alex, what's the demeanor of this club when you enter the clubhouse when you guys are out of contention?
Well, right now, there's a big change, a lot of changes, a lot of guys getting traded and whatnot. And, the guys that we have in the clubhouse right now are, great teammates. We have a great chemistry in the clubhouse. And right now we're just coming in having fun. We know that we're pretty much out of the race for the most part, but we're still out there at playing hard and doing our job. So I think we got a great group of guys that are here for the Royals, and hopefully we can stay together.
Royals outfielder Alex Gordon joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they are finishing up their series here. They've got Detroit, then on the road this weekend with more baseball before they head back home for Texas. Were you as surprised as we were? I mean, was Guillen just an ass, or did they really want to bring some young guys up? Because, boy, when you designate a guy like Guillen for assignment, I think it opened the fans' eyes back here in Nebraska. It opened our eyes. What was your take on all that?
That's just part of the game where maybe it'll work out for another team. I know knowing Jose personally, I like them. I got along with him very well, so it's just the way it is. And unfortunately, I guess it was upstairs didn't think it was working out, and that's what they thought was best for the team. And luckily, Jose, was picked up, and now he's on a winning team. So hopefully, it works out for the best for both worlds.
Alex, sell me on when you hear process, which seems to come out of Dayton Moore's mouth an awful lot. This is a process to get the Royals back to contention. Tell me in your eyes the talent that you see to make me still be a Kansas City Royals baseball fan.
Right, because he's been in, Alex has seen what's in Omaha. He
right.
sees what they're bringing up. Yeah, what's your take on that, Alex?
Well, I've seen what's in Omaha. That definitely is a lot of young talent that maybe a couple years away of getting up here and helping us out. But I think I haven't seen the Double A team, but I heard they got a lot of prospects down there that are doing well. And that's kind of the direction they wanted to go in. And they feel like in a couple years, maybe next year, maybe 2 years, but they feel like those guys can come up and do some damage up here and help us as far as pitching and position-wise.
We always ask Alex what his future looks like, so let's continue to do that. Alex Gordon with us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. You're going to be a Royal, or are there talks of not being a Royal here in the near future?
That's the way baseball is. It's a business, and hopefully, I want to stay in Kansas City, but if that's not the case, then that's not the case, but... right now I'm just taking this last month and a half playing hard and doing all I need to do to hopefully make him see that I should be a Kansas City Royal, but that's part of the game.
Job is kind of in that same situation over with the Yankees, and you got a chance to, I would assume, win this last series, at least got a chance to talk to him. He came running out of the bullpen the other night. I thought he was going to try and, tackle somebody with the Blue Jays. We get a chance to hear how his family's doing and his young son all that time when they get down there. Did you get a chance to talk with him, and how's he getting along?
He seems to be doing good. I talked to him when he came down to Kansas City, and he's had his ups and downs this year, but, like I said, that's part of the game, and I think he's a pretty intense player where he'll figure it out and get back on track, and he's definitely got the stuff and the character to do that.
How hard is it right now, the dog days of summer? Everybody says, from the outside, it's like, gosh, they're playing baseball 3 hours a night. It can't be that hard. Everybody's got to be sore and banged up a little bit this time, though, aren't they, Alex?
Oh, yeah, you got your bumps and bruises right now, especially when you've played almost every game this year. It's definitely a long season, and you just got to find a way to push through, I guess, and go out there and give it your all every day. I know being in AAA, you don't really have that many days off, so playing every day was definitely a grind.
And everything's good with you? Thumb's completely healed? You're fine right now?
Yeah, basically, besides being, like you said, the dog days of August or whatever, everything's good, healthy, and ready to finish the season strong.
Alex, last question, as I got to thinking about it here, and I know hopefully it's a long ways down the road for you, but Darren Erstad came back. He's going to help coach Nebraska with a little hitting. Have you ever thought about your future? Is that something you want to do down the road?
You know, it would be a good experience. That would be fun, and I kind of knew something might happen. Coach Anderson a couple years ago said he was trying to get Erstad to help out the team in some way, so it's good to see him, Erstad, be in that system and bring his knowledge that he's developed over the years, and hopefully he can help out the Huskers in some way.
Alex, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Stay healthy the rest of the year. Best of luck, and keep hitting the ball.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Alex. Alex Gordon and the Royals are coming up next here on KXPN, ESPN 1460 and 1550 as they get ready to take on the Detroit Tigers.
Be interesting. That was a good question about will you still be a Royal or.
Well, you got to think who would pick up Alex to be an outfielder. I mean, it worked for Rick Ankiel. I don't know. And Ankiel's not tearing the cover off the ball when they moved him to the outfield either. So.
Well, that's just. He's in a tough position because
got to get the bat warmed up.
They got that Mustakis that was a first-round pick, I believe, in 07, that's supposedly one of the people in this process of developing the young talent. Boy, he's supposed to be the special one. Of course, Alex was supposed to be the special chosen one, and that didn't quite work out as everybody thought it would. But it'll be interesting to see what direction they go with Alex Gordon.
A couple quick things before we get out of here. Bobby Bowden, is he just an old geezer, or is he really mad that he's not coaching anymore at Florida State?
I don't know. Did he get fired? Did he not get fired? He said more like he got fired.
He got pushed out. Pushed out.
But then he might have said that was a little harsh.
Yeah, might not have got fired, be too harsh, blah, blah, blah. Secondly, with Sidney Rice having hip surgery and Percy Harvin having all these headaches, is Brett Favre, and this will be a question for Joe DiMaio tomorrow, is Brett Favre way up there in the quarterbacks? Is he going to struggle without these guys?
Well, you got to think, but they did go out and get another receiver yesterday.
Oh, Javon Walker.
Javon Walker, yeah. So, you know, there's going to be another threat to get on the field, I think, although older threat. Should be interesting to see, though. Looks like Sidney Rice, that's going to be a lawsuit because should have probably had that surgery 3 weeks after the season. It happened in the NFC title game, they're saying. And what he waited for this long when he's making $550,000. I think he thought, well, I'll sit out this $550,000, get a new contract next year. Well, doesn't usually work like that. Get your butt in and have some surgery.
Gang, thanks for listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on this jam-packed Wednesday. We want to thank Kansas City Royal and former Husker Alex Gordon for joining us on the program. To Dan McLaughlin, the head football coach at Wayne State, UNK defensive coordinator Bob Crocker, and Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. Always check him out on the web as well. Great show tomorrow. It is the Loper Luncheon with all the UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic fall coaches speaking. We will be broadcasting live from there. Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook will join us. Dave Lapham from Fox Sports and Joe DiMaio, Fantasy Player's Edge, all tomorrow.
See you then. Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.